Bone Boy Speaks, episode 791, Don't Stop Believin'.
I hope that when I'm 92 years old, that I'm as productive a member of society as John Bannister Goodenough. And you probably don't know the name, but chances are you all use some of his invention, which is the lithium ion battery. And sure enough, the battery that I pulled out of my iPhone recently is a lithium ion polymer. And so it's based on some of the work he's done, obviously. But we know that battery technology really hasn't, we haven't evolved it very much. I mean, there's been a whole lot of, ideas about how to make a better battery, right? Because really, I mean, that's what's keeping us from, say, like using electric cars or maybe even having phones, the smartphones that are super powerful that actually last an entire day without them being gigantic, which, that's the whole reason I want an iPhone 6 Plus is so that my battery will last through the day, of course. But the reality is that there's still a lot of work to do, and this gentleman is continuing his work to come up with something better. And there's been a lot of challenges in how to make a better battery, one that lasts longer and maybe charges quicker and that kind of stuff. There's been some incremental improvements, but nothing earth-shattering enough to potentially say, like, oh, I don't know, power a car for a long period of time, power the make a smartphone that lasts the entire day. So it's, again, nice to see that this is the guy who brought us lithium ion is still trying his luck at it. He's been working on battery technology, it looks like, for for a long 57 years it's amazing how much energy you put into this. And of course, he's tried lots of things and some have been successful and some have not. And, I'd read this article on Quartz, which I would never usually read stuff on, but there's actually a pretty good piece on this man. And I really hope he finds something. And if anybody can do it, chances are he can, because he's definitely shown that he's got some good ideas and he doesn't stop believing, as it were. And I'm rooting for him to find that magic elixir that will power our electronic devices much more efficiently, and maybe with fewer nasty chemicals, which is kind of the problem with some of the batteries, right? Is there's metals and stuff in there that, of course, that are maybe not in some of the friendliest places in the world. And we kind of forget about that fact with batteries, right? Is that they can be, they have all those chemicals in them, and something needs to happen with them. So I'm rooting for him, and hopefully he comes up with a solution to this problem that we've had for, well, ever since we've had batteries, really. And it really even goes back, more than 100 years, because, when we started having electricity, I mean, that was you couldn't always generate it, but you need some way to store it, and batteries are good for that. And so there's definitely some room for improvement there. So I won't stop believing that we might have a solution to this problem, but it's gonna take a while longer, and it's gonna be smart guys like John Bannister Goodenough that will hopefully bring us to the promised land of a smartphone that maybe lasts the entire day, or an electric car that has enough battery power to drive a long ways or longer ways than today.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.